Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Prada More the samsare patita pavana hetu tava avatara Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beya Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beya Nanda Premananda Supi Sitapati Adwaita Gosai Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Patta Juga Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Srinivasa
Prabhu Srinivasa
Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa
Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Ramacharya Shil Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prince Gohoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavadam Ki Jai, Maipur Navadip Dham Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samarita Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees. Oh, glorious to Shishi Guru. Oh, glorious to Shishi Guru. Om Gyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaturumili Tanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Sitaki Swapadam Tikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishitarani Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripasandhubhyavicha Petitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So we're reading some Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. And today we're reading text 274 and 275. So please repeat. Daivat Shuvita Dharminyam.
Daivat Shuvita Dharminyam.
Sasyam Yongao Parapuman.
Sasyam Yongao Parapuman.
Adatta Viryam Sasuta.
Adatta Viryam Sasuta.
Mahatattvam Hiranmayam.
Mahatattvam Hiranmayam.
Translation. From time immemorial, after agitating the material nature into three qualities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead places the samana of innumerable living entities within the womb of that material nature. Thus, material nature gives birth to the total material energy known as the Hiranmaya Mahatattva, the original symbolic representation of the cosmic manifestation. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:26:19. Lord Kapila is explaining to his mother the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and material nature. He is informing her how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the living entities who emanated from material nature. Over and above the 28 elements of the material creation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Life comes not from matter, but from life itself, as explained in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, Katha Upanishad 2:2:13. The Supreme Lord is the original source of life. And text 275, please repeat. Kalavritya tumayayam.
Kalavritya tumayayam.
Kalavritya tumayayam.
Kalavritya tumayayam.
Gunamayam madokshaja.
Gunamayam madokshaja.
Gunamayam madokshaja.
Gunamayam madokshaja.
Purushenatma bhutena.
Purushenatma bhutena.
Purushenatma bhuta. Bhutena, Viryam Adatta Viryaban,
Viryam Adatta Viryaban,
Viryam Adatta Viryaban,
Viryam Adatta Viryaban,
Kala Vritya Tumayayam,
Kala Vritya Tumayayam,
Gunamayam Adokshaja,
Gunamayam Adokshaja,
Purushenatma Bhutena, Virjam Adatta Virjavan.
Virjam Adatta Virjavan.
Yeah, somebody.
Kala Vritta Tumayayam.
Kala Vritta Tumayayam.
Gunamayam Adokshaja.
Gunamayam Adokshaja.
Purushanatma Bhutena.
Purushanatma Bhutena.
Virjam Adatta Virjavan.
Virjam Adatta.
Kala Vritya Tumayayam.
Kala Vritya Tumayayam.
In due course of time,
as the immediate cause of creation,
but mayam, within the material nature,
gunamayam,
full of the three material modes of nature. Sattva guna, Raja guna, and Tamo guna.
Sattva guna, Raja guna, and Tamo guna.
Adoksaja. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond material conceptions.
Purushena.
By the enjoyer of material nature.
Atma bhutena.
Who is an expansion of his personal self.
Virdham Semina.
Adatta. Placed.
Virdhavan.
The omnipotent. Translation report by Srila Prabhupada. In due course of time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu, or Mahavaikunthanath, by the agency of a further expansion of his personal self, places the seed of the living entities within the womb of material nature. Short part. Okay, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.26. This verse tells how the living entities come in contact with material nature. Just as a woman cannot beget children without uniting with a man, material nature cannot beget living entities without being in union with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a history of how the Absolute Lord becomes the Father of all living entities. In every system of religion, it is accepted that God is the Supreme Father of all living entities. According to Christianity, the Supreme Father, God, provides the living entities with all of life's necessities. Therefore, they pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Any religion that does not accept the Supreme Lord as the Absolute Father is called Kaitava Dharma, or a cheating religion. Such religious systems are rejected in Srimad Bhagavatam 112, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra. Only an atheist does not accept the Omnipotent Supreme Father. If one accepts the Omnipotent Supreme Father, he abides by his orders and becomes a religious person. Could you close the door? Thank you. Close the door, there's somebody else under the door. So these two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam both from the third canto explaining. No, just... Oh, no, that's all right. No, just the one, just that's okay. All right, Bo? Yeah, tell him that. No, the door. I just wanted this one. Just the one. It's okay. So these are continuing the Lord's instructions to Sanatana Goswami. This goes on for some more chapters. He's covering the whole Vaishnava philosophy, detailed. Daiva Chupita Dharminyam, that from time immemorial. This Daiva here is translated differently than in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Daiva generally means providence or by fortune. Here Srila Prabhupada says from time immemorial. In the Srimad Bhagavatam he says by the destiny of the conditioned souls. The translation is also somewhat different. It says, the translation of verse 274 says, in the Bhagavatam says, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead impregnates material nature with his internal potency, material nature delivers the sum total of the cosmic intelligence, which is known as Hiranmaya. This takes place in material nature when she is agitated by the destinations of the conditioned souls. Destinations of the conditioned souls here. So this is the description. We have, Srila Prabhupada has the book there, Life Comes from Life. Because there is some kind of misunderstanding in the material world. Material scientists, they say life is a chemical combination. Krishna also covers that in Bhagavad Gita. He says, even if life is a chemical combination, then why you should lament for the loss of the destruction of a chemical combination? But this way, all different angles are covered in Bhagavad Gita, Vaishnava philosophy. Krishna explains in so many different ways. Srila Prabhupada also gave us so many different perspectives. Sometimes he would ask the same question, and when a devotee would give the answer that he gave himself the last time, Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's not right. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did this when he was a youth in school. He would argue with his classmates, and sometimes he would take one side and defeat them in one way, and then again, no, he said, no, that's not right. Then he would take the opposite side and establish that by defeating them. So in this way, arguments, tarko pratishta, you'll never get any conclusion through argument. And then shrutayo vibhina, there's also a problem is that you'll have different even versions in the scriptures. Sometimes you'll find different understandings from the scriptures, because we have imperfect understanding ourselves, we get some type of misunderstanding. It's not the scriptures that are giving difference of opinion, but it's our perception of that. So anyway, here we have daivam, that the providence or time immemorial, time is also kalosmi. Krishna says, kalosmi, I am time. So there's no discrepancy here. Daivat, whether you say from time immemorial, or by the destiny of the living entities, or by the providence, ultimately it's Krishna, as described here in the purport, that over and above the 28 elements of the material creation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. This is the conclusion that we got from Lord Brahma. We're reading Brahma's understanding in the Srimad Bhagavatam now. Krishna, he offers his prayers that Sarva Karana Karana, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishvara Param. We're all controllers. Everyone is controller in some way or another. Everyone has some type of control over your parents. You have control over your children. Your boss at work, you have some control. Even when you're driving your car or playing with your toy, children, they also have control with their toys. And this way, everyone is Ishvara. But Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. What is the next? Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So his body, not like our body, that's Satchidananda. He's a transcendental body. Therefore, we hear both verses have this Adatta Virjam, that he produces, he gives the seed. Because material nature by itself is dead. These are, Krishna says, seventh chapter, Bhumir Apo Nala Vayo Kama No Gudir Evacha Ahankara Ittiyami Bina Prakriti Ashtada. It says these separated energies, these material nature, this is separated from me. It's as it's dead. Matter is dead by itself. But here we're reading Adatta Birjam, that he injects a semen. And how is that injection? Because Krishna, he's got this Satchidananda Vigraha, he's got this transcendental body. It's not like our body. He's not this. Practically, these two verses are describing some kind of like the impregnation of material nature, or sex life, we call in the material world. But Krishna, the Vedas, it says, Sa'aichita. This is not like ours, sex life. This Krishna, he's so potent that simply by his glance, Angani yasya sakalendriya rittimanti, that all the different senses, they can do anything that the other senses can do. So Krishna, simply by his glance, he doesn't have to glance also, he can just say, that in the Bible they say that in the beginning was the Word, no? And so this way, anyhow Krishna, he can do any way he wants. He's completely sarvakarana karana, Ishvara Parama. He's the supreme controller. As he likes, he can do as his desire. And therefore, this life takes place. The Supreme Lord, he's transcendental, spiritual. Matter is dead matter. And then the living entities, Krishna impregnates the living entities. He injects the living entities into this matter. Sometimes this matter, Mahatattva, it's also called Prakriti. Before that, in the more subtle state, is described as the Pradhan, or sometimes it's called Brahma, Brahman. I was going, like a chain here. These different verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam verses, there's different purports, and they give also reference to the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, it's describing similar things. It says, chapter 14, text 3, it says, Mama Yonir Mahadbrahma Tasmin Garbam Dadamyaham. Same thing is there. That tasmin garbam tadamiham, that he, total material substance called Brahman. This is called, all their word is called pradhan. Pradhan is the unmanifested material elements, all the subtle elements of material nature, kamano, buddhir, evacha, like that. Before the interaction of the three modes of material nature. This is called Pradhan, or sometimes called Brahman. The total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth, and it is that Brahman that I impregnate. Tasmin garbham dadamyaham, making possible the births of all living beings, O son of Bharat. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati Tato Bhavati Bharata. And then the next verse it says that Sarva Yoni Shakunteya Murtaya Sambhavantija Tasam Brahma Mahajonir Aham Bija Pradhapita. So Krishna directly declares Aham Bija Pradhapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father. All the different species of life, Krishna is the, sometimes, so these things are difficult sometimes. Understand how the living entities are coming, different species are coming. Generally in our experience, a human being gives birth to another human being. But Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gives birth to all the living entities are coming out from. Of course, he has his agents, just like Daksha is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how he gives through his different wives, he manifests the different species of life. So, anyway, in the Bhagavad Gita, we just read, Aham Bija Pradhapita. Here Krishna declares himself Ahampita, that he is the father of all living entities, just like we were read in this the second purport, that in every system of religion, it is accepted that God is the supreme father of all living entities. And according to Christianity, the supreme father of God provides living entities with all life's necessities. Therefore, they pray, God, give us this day our daily bread. So this is actually a fact. In the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam. That means that the Supreme Lord, he's eternal, and living entities are also eternal. That's Bhagavad Gita's first instructions, Na Jayate Mriyate Va. We don't take birth and we not die. That Nitya Sashvatam Yam Purana. That the body is temporary, but the living entity, the actual person, he's eternal. So nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, and that's described, and that we have consciousness. We know what is right, what is wrong. We know how to act, what we're supposed to do, because Krishna has that. We're getting that from him. But after that, in the same Katha Upanishad verse, the next line goes, Eko Bahunam Yovididati Kama. That there's difference, because otherwise it seems the same. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanya. We're eternal, Krishna's eternal, we're conscious, Krishna's conscious. But one difference is there, is that Eko Bahunam Yovididati Kama. That one, because these words here, nitya, it means one person is eternal. Nityanam means all the many are eternal. So that one, chaitanas, chaitananam, the difference from the many is that one, eko bahunam vididati kama, that he supplies all the necessities for all the many. We're completely dependent on him. So actually, that's a fact that Aham Bija Pratapita, he's the father, and Srila Prabhupada gives that any religion that does not accept the Supreme Lord as the absolute father is called Kaitava Dharma, or a cheating religion. So it's a fact, Krishna is the Supreme Father, but there's in our Vaishnava philosophy, we don't like this idea so much. Krishna is the father. We accept this as fact, but it's more fun having Krishna, taking Krishna as Bal Gopal like that, or Parthasarathi. He's taking the chariot. Arjuna tells, Senayo Rubio Madhye, Stapaya, Ratam Stapaya Mechuta. Krishna, you're Achyuta. You're infallible. Just take my chariot there between the two armies. This is how you tell you talk to your father. Take my chariot. No, this is all right. Sometimes that goes on, but in Vaishnava philosophy, we're not like that idea that we want to just. Of course, that is not to be. Artificially taken, that Krishna is just like the Vrajbasis. They, the residents of Vrindavan, just like Mother Yashoda, she's chasing Krishna with a stick and binding him with ropes. And they're having Nanda Maharaj one time had Krishna bring his shoes from the next room. So we don't artificially try to make God our order supplier. This is not, even though God is the acting as the father of all living entities, and he in fact he is the supplying us all necessities of life. Still, we don't say, this is a lower consciousness that we want to make tell God, give us this, give us Sometimes we have that this song that they have that song. This is a very famous song in India, Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. So we have, I don't know exact translation, but we had our English translation that give me a car and a house by the sea, Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. So this is not highest type of religion. Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundariam. Kavatam Va Jagadisha Kamai. That I don't want, what is that? I don't want wealth, not dhanam, not janam. I don't want a bunch of followers or people that serve me like that. Na sundariam, some beautiful consort. Kavatam Va Jagadisha Kamai, somebody to praise me. Everyone wants to be glorified. This is the nature of the material world. Everyone wants to be glorified, great, great personality. And that's natural. Because Krishna is meant to be glorified, we're trying to imitate him. We want to be glorified. Amanina manadina, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya recommends that. No, this is not Vaishnava system. We give our respects to other people and don't expect anything for ourselves. So what do we want? Is there nothing? We want to be dead stone? No. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundariam, kavitam, va, jagadisha, kamaye. We have something. Something you want is there. What is that? Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatat Bhakti Ahaitikiye Toi. That do you want? We have this desire that Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare, birth after birth, Bhavatat Bhakti Ahaitiki, without kind of business arrangement. We don't go to Krishna, okay, I'll chant my 16 rounds, now give me some nice big check in the mail. Or give me something as this or that. No, na dhanam, na janam. Like that. This is ahaitaki. It means we don't. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered benediction by Nrisingadev, he said, this is not the business of a servant. Na sabritya sa bai banik. That this is the business of a merchant. That I do something in exchange for some benediction. So the residents of Vrindavan, they have a different system. They love Krishna. And out of love, they're always in Krishna consciousness. And this way, Krishna reciprocates with them. When the coward boys defeated Krishna's party, Krishna carried Sri Rama on his back. He drove the chariot of Arjuna, and there's another example there. Oh, there's nice verses there in the how the Pandavas, Saracha Parasada Sevana Sakya Dhotya. Virasana Nugamana Stavana Pranama. I don't think I have that ready. Anyway, the Pandavas, they had Krishna as their messenger. They sent Krishna to Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, that just give us some five villages. We'll be satisfied, just give us some five villages. So Krishna was their messenger. And in the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was taking care of people, washing their people's feet like that. And this way, so many times, with some of the others, Saracha Parasayada Seva, the chariot driver of Arjuna, like that. So Krishna, he likes to reciprocate with his devotees. Yayatamam prapajante. He'll reciprocate how you're able to love him, but this is love that has to be free from this jnana karmadi navritam, free from the coverings of Jnana and Karma. This way, Krishna actually is conquered by his devotees. Another verse is there that Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsa Roja Ase Sutekshita Pato Nanunata Pumsam Yad Yad Diyo Tadadugaya Vibhavanti Tadvapur Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. This Krishna is so kind, Sadanugrahaya. He just manifests according to the desire of the devotees, who is, what is that? This Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsa. That someone who is fully engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness without any motives or any, then, because Krishna, there's a nice another great verse I had marked here. What is that? Aishwarya Gyanete Sabha Jagata Mishrita Aishwarya Sitila Premi Nahimara Prita.
Prita.
Yes. Krishna is not very happy to be called always Father, Father, give me this, give me that. Or someone who is worshipping God because he's the most opulent, he's very powerful, he owns everything. He's not very happy. So, therefore, he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to give Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayate. Therefore, he's described as the most munificent of all incarnations. He's giving this Krishna prema by which one can conquer. What's that? Stanisita. What's the last line on that? Yeah, prayaso jita chitopya sitai strilokyam. That he's unconquerable. He ajita, but he becomes jita. Prayasa jita. How is that? Simply, very simple process. Stanisita. You don't even have to go anywhere. Stanisita shruti katam tanuvan manobir. Just go on hearing Krishna Katha. Come here to the temple. You're coming here regular. Come and hear about Krishna. And then that he becomes conquered simply by that process of listening about his glories and chanting his glories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. All right, so we had some thing going on. Anybody has anything to say? Questions? Nothing? You're all coming first time? Many times?
No, we came here many times.
Many times? Many times? Parents came from India?
Yes.
Which place?
Andhra.
Andhra?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Hare Krishna. All right, Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada.